This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored!
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom with Lou Fam Fun. Hey, it's Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and we are so excited that it is April, because April means that we kick off a lot of the fun festivities for the Kentucky Derby Festival. You know, the rest of the world thinks we just have the Kentucky Derby, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, and all eyes are on Churchill Downs. But here in Louisville, we know that this is such a wonderful, awesome thing that we have here in our city, that we celebrate it for weeks on end. One of the reasons that we love it so much is that there's so much for families. And so we've partnered with the Kentucky Derby Festival, and we have a tab on our page, LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and you click on Kentucky Derby Festival Events. This is not all of the Kentucky Derby Festival events. There is a massive list of options. But what we've done is we have picked out the things that traditionally over the years have been the best events for families. And we outline it for you in chronological order to make it easy for your planning. Because family fun, you should be able to just get up, check our website, and head on out and have fun and not have to worry about, gosh, what are we going to do today? So when you're talking about the Kentucky Derby Festival, I want to highlight that you got to make sure you get those Pegasus pins. With the Pegasus pins, you have the packs of pins you can buy in bunches of little packs. Usually Kroger, I think, is like the best option to get them. Or you can get individual pins. Kids under the age of 6 do not need pins, even when they say that Pegasus pins are required for an event. However, the little kids just love wearing those pins. So if money's not really an issue, why not go ahead and get those pins and help support the Kentucky Derby Festival? But if money is tight, it's good to know that your kids don't need them if they're under the age of 6. Also, there's great prizes. There's an app this year. There's all sorts of things. Make sure you go to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net and click on Kentucky Derby Festival Events to get all the details. We also have a great slideshow of all the pictures that I've taken that highlight events throughout the years that I have attended, some of which are the McDonald's Thunder Preview Party, which is one of the early events in the festival. You don't want to miss out. It's at Bowman Field. It's super fun for families. Thunder, of course, is a great way to get down on the waterfront, watch the air show, end the night with a great, spectacular fireworks show, of course, one of the best in the country. There's children's tea with the Derby princesses. Basketball Classic is awesome because, you know, even after March Madness, you still want to watch all these great basketball players. And these are players that could be coming to the University of Louisville. And, you know, you want to kind of scout them out and see what's going on. And then right before the Kentucky Derby, the Festival on the Waterfront kicks off. This year it starts April 24th. And it's like just daily fun. Every day they have something different going on, like concerts or the Chow Wagon, or maybe they have Family Day and Discovery Day. It's endless. That's why we've made a special page for you, so you can just look at it easily and find all this information. Don't have to seek it out and make your own. You'd have to make a spreadsheet of your own. Seriously, there's that much. Then there's the Great Balloon Fest. A lot of people think this is just one thing. It is 5 events. The Balloon Fest is 5 events happening across the course of 3 days with like a crew challenge, the balloon glimmer, the balloon race, the balloon glow, the balloon rush hour race. I mean, it's so much fun. And the kids love those huge balloons floating in the sky and seeing them glow and get them close up and, you know, talking to the people that fly those balloons. I don't even know if fly is the correct term for riding in a hot air balloon. I have no idea. But they it's really mesmerizing to see all of those balloons close up. And then, of course, there is the Pegasus Parade Preview Party that's always at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Super fun. You get in with your Pegasus pin. You can bring groups if you have a private group, like a school group, or you can go open to the public in the evening. That's on April 29th, and we love that event. Super fun, because then you can follow that up with the Pegasus Parade, which is right before the Derby, in the evening on May 1st, and that's along Broadway. And of course, it's one of the best parades of the year. And then there's the Great Steamboat Race as well. That's April 30th. And even if you're not riding on one of the boats, it's fantastic to find a spot along the river and watch the boats go by and have a picnic. There's just so much to do in terms of the Kentucky Derby Festival. So we hope that you find LouisvilleFamilyFun.net helpful. And you know who we find helpful? We find our sponsors helpful, because we really appreciate their support. So we want to give a shout out again to our friends at LearningRx. They do brain training, which treats the cause. If you have poor cognitive skills, they provide permanent brain changes. So they can assess your child. Make sure you use the word podcast so that they know we sent you, and you'll be able to save some money. So thank you so much for tuning in. Here comes Maggie Kimbrell. She's going to be talking with Amy Boyd from the Kentucky Derby Festival.
Are your children struggling in school? Do you really know why? At LearningRx, we specialize in turning guesswork into knowledge and frustration into success. Call LearningRx today to schedule an affordable cognitive skills test. Discover how LearningRx can help make learning easier. Get tested. Know why. LearningRx.
Save $100 on a cognitive skills test at LearningRx by calling 423-3713 and using the promo code podcast. Call 423-3713, promo code podcast.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Show here on Louisville.am. I am your host, Maggie Kimbrell, and with me today is Amy Boyd from the Kentucky Derby Festival. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
I know, and I'm really excited about spring, and especially the Derby Festival this year, because I think we've all had enough of the winter stuff.
Yes, and we are hoping it all is behind us now, and you know, we can start warming up soon. And
now, do you know, has there ever been snow on Derby? Because I feel like there has.
Yes, I believe there has been snow on Derby. We've had sleet at Thunder.
Oh, you know, yes. I've definitely seen the sleet on Thunder before. I definitely remember that.
Weather in Kentuckiana is...
it's very fickle.
Yes, it is fickle. That's a good word for it. And you just never know what you're going to get. So
absolutely,
we always tell people to prepare for our events. You know, dress in layers so that, you know, because it's usually warmer during the day. Yes, warmer during the day, colder at night. You know, just be prepared because it can change in just a few hours.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So is there anything new with the Derby Festival this year? Or is it? I mean, it's you guys have a pretty good program and it's been pretty solid.
Yeah, we have a lot of great events and a lot of them that are family friendly.
Okay.
One of the new things we've got going on this year at Thunder, which is our big first event, our big kickoff, we have the Meyer Family Fun Zone. And this year it's expanding and it will take over a big portion of the Belvedere.
Awesome.
Instead of just a small part of it. Now, I think the West Belvedere will be all the Meyer Family Fun Zone, and they've got a lot of stuff going on. They're going to have a kids zone. They're going to have stuff for kids to do.
Awesome.
They're going to have people sampling cookies and stuff, and it's a great place for you to bring your family.
So that sounds like a great idea, because sometimes, you know, the fireworks don't start until dark, but you want to get there early so that you can get a good view and all that kind of stuff. But then your kids are like, I don't want to just sit here and wait for fireworks. Yes. I need something to do. So that sounds really fun. And probably bouncy houses, painting.
Yes, all that great stuff. And I think even Meyer may have some changing stations there for
littler
fantastic. Kids. And it's on the Belvedere, so you're not on grass.
Cool.
And if you want to pack your cooler, you can bring it up there. The only thing you need is your Pegasus pin.
Awesome.
To get in, and then if you forget those, they'll have them on site where you can purchase them. They're $5 this year.
Great.
You can also get a family fun pack, and you can get 5 pins for $20.
I was actually looking for that the other day. They only had the single ones, and I was like, I'm going to hold out until I can get that family pack of 5 of them.
Yes, and it's a great deal, and it not just for families, if you lose your pins, you lose stuff a lot, you know, you can always have an extra one in your car, or, you know, give one to a friend, give one,
or one for Easter baskets, or grandma, or whoever wants to tag along. That's that's definitely a good idea. So what other events does the Pegasus pin get you into? Because I know you have to, do you have to have it to get into the Chow Wagon?
Yes, the Chow Wagon down at a waterfront park, Kroger's Festival down at the waterfront.
Oh, okay.
And inside Kroger's Festival, we have our Pegasus Playville, which is for kids, which has bouncy houses. We have a lot of midway rides for kids.
Fun.
So a lot of fun stuff down there. So yes, you, and that lasts 9 days. So for all 9 days, you just need that one pin.
Good.
Everybody
deal.
Has a pin on, and you get in for 9 days. So yeah, you can't beat that value. And of course, there's food vendors down there. There's thing, you know, lots of nice trinkets and memorabilia, and vendors down there to look at and buy from.
Yeah, the Chow Wagon's kind of a nice change of pace. You know, if the weather's warming up a little bit and you just want to get out of the house, maybe have a little something off the grill. Chow Wagon's great for that.
Yes, I mean, you have to go at least one day during the 9 days.
Absolutely. So, what other kinds of family fun events? So there's the steamboat race. Where's the best place for families to go to watch the steamboat race, do you think?
For families watching the steamboat race, you can use your pin, go down to Kroger's Festival and watch it there from the waterfront.
Okay.
A lot of times, if the weather's good, we'll have hot air balloons tethered for the boat race.
Ooh,
so that's great for kids.
Yeah, they love that.
And Pegasus Playville will still be open. So we always have a good crowd down there for the great steamboat race. One of the events that we started last year was our mini fun run. And it was built in conjunction with the marathon and mini marathon, but it's an opportunity for younger kids.
Cool.
Beginning with age 3 to participate, and there's different distances. We had great response last year. That's coming back this year, and there's different distances, and it's in Waterfront Park and down at Kroger's Festival in that area, so you're still going to a familiar place. And kids get their own medal, and it's really cool to do that.
That sounds like my kids love the turkey trot at the Y.
Yes.
And so that sounds like it's something that's right up their alley.
I did that with my son last year, and I had to carry him the first time, and then he wanted to run the next time. So it's a lot of fun.
Cute. So what about the parade? Where's a good place for families to catch the parade?
Well, you know, the best way to watch the parade, I think, is getting a ticket and getting a seat. That's the one way you can guarantee.
Oh, yeah, because they have bleachers
and
stuff,
right?
Yes, we
have bleachers and chairs. A lot of people get down there and they get a spot on the sidewalk. If you don't want to worry about that and you want to already have your seats in hand, you know, you can get tickets for the bleachers. We have chair seating. Review stand, we also have tickets for. That's a little more expensive.
Right.
But those are all great seats all along the route. You can already have your tickets in hand. We have people who work those areas to keep people from getting your seat.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, you can pick the kids up from school, get your cooler, and walk down to the area.
And what about parking? I've always wondered about that. So if you get the tickets for the bleacher seats, is parking going to be an issue? Or is there like a parking lot that you all use for that? Or
we always have over 200,000 people who are down at the parade. So it's
kind of... that's got to be tough.
And it's the same as, very similar to Thunder. Not quite as many people. I would say to park...
Thunder turns downtown into a parking lot at the end.
The further away you can park from the parade route down on Broadway and walk comfortably, the quicker you're going to be able to get out on one of the interstates.
That's certainly true.
Yes.
That
and we
true.
Even as staff sometimes get caught in the traffic trying to maneuver once the parade is over.
I can imagine. Yeah. It's definitely worth checking it. How many floats are in the parade? Do you know?
I think we have 13 floats this year, and I believe 5 or 6 of those big Macy's style inflatables.
Cool.
Including Peggy Bank, our big Pegasus inflatable. So those are really neat to see. We have Otto, and kids always love those. We have the clowns. We haven't announced the Grand Marshals yet, but we're going to have some neat Grand Marshals who'll be in the parade.
That's exciting. And I'm sure you don't want to spill the beans here on Louisville Family
We
Fun.
Have to wait a couple more weeks. The theme of this year's parade is Call of the Wild. So all the floats are going to be decorated really neat. You know, it's a kind of a theme you can do anything with. So it'll be neat to see what they've got going down Broadway this year.
Yeah, that's going to be a good event. And now the balloon glow is one thing. It's always been a little bit too late because they start it when it gets dark, right?
Yes, they start when it gets dark.
But I think that's something that kids really enjoy because, you know, you can just walk right up to a hot air balloon and check it out.
Yes, and the balloon glow is a lot of fun. We have a couple different options for parents with the Balloon Fest events. The races are in the mornings, Friday and Saturday morning, out at Bowman Field, 7 a.m. It's a great opportunity if you have early risers like I do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pack them and their wagon and some, you know, donuts for breakfast or pick up some breakfast along the way and go and watch the balloons inflate and take off for the race. It's a beautiful sight, and it's really... breathtaking.
That does sound like a good alternative to the late at night balloon glow, especially because my kids get up at like 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning, and that would be right up their alley.
Go out in your pajamas, put a baseball cap on, you know, just to get the kids out of bed and go. If you want to go at night, we have the Glimmer, which is on the Thursday night, which helps kick off the Balloon Fest, and that's down at Kroger's Festival.
Okay.
Pin admission again, and we have about 20 balloons that will glow against the city skyline, which is a really cool sight.
Ooh, that sounds pretty.
And it's a whole neat and different experience than going out to the exposition center for the glow.
Right, right.
And there's a little bit less traffic. Now, over the years, the Glimmer has grown more popular, so it can be really packed down there.
I can imagine. It's
opening night for Kroger's Festival on the Chow Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
But then the following Friday night, if you don't get to the Glimmer, the next night you can go down to the Glow. It's at the Kentucky Exposition Center. And we have folks come out in waves. The gates open at 6. There's stuff going on. There's people selling, you know, your inflatable aliens and your cotton candy. And there's stuff like that to do before the balloons actually get there. And sometimes if the weather's really good, they'll start inflating at 8 o'clock. That's a little bit of a secret. But they'll start. Cool. Our balloon meister will say, go ahead and go up early. We've got a big crowd.
That sounds fun.
And you can come out and stay for a little bit and then leave. We always have folks come in waves. You know, the first wave comes early and they leave, and we have another wave that comes later.
Right.
But we always have some stuff going on. They even have some kids' activities inside the exposition center right beside the balloon field. So there's some stuff for kids to do, you know, kind of while you're waiting.
Cool. And, you know, I've heard it said often, only in Louisville do you have a 2-week party for a 2-minute horse race.
Yes, yes. And this year it's actually...
We really know how to do it upright.
We do. And this year it's actually about a month because Thunder is a week earlier, which starts April 12th. So it'll be 3 weeks before the Derby. So we have a 3-week party this year for a 2-minute horse race.
Well, just gets better and better.
Yes. Yeah, so we're really excited.
What events have I not touched on yet? We've talked about the Chow Wagon and the Balloon Glow, the Balloon Glimmer, the Balloon Race, the Steamboat Race, Thunder over Louisville, the Parade.
You know, there are a lot of events out there. Another one that's great for families is Discovery Day, which is down.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this one, so educate me.
That's when we invite schools to bring field trips down there. It's at Kroger's Festival. It's the Monday of Derby Week. It happens during the day. And you have folks like the Louisville Public Library who comes out there. They do a display. Stage One has a performance that they do.
Cool.
And traditionally, it's been field trips. But, you know, if you're off that day with your kids, looking for something to do with your kids that day,
right,
you can take them down to Kroger's Festival, and there's all kinds of activities.
Awesome.
They'll have, you know, the face painting and crafts and all kinds of interactive stuff for the kids to do that day.
I love crafts.
And then the next day, the Tuesday of Derby Week, we have the parade preview party. Which
say that
is,
5 times fast.
Yes. Well, it's actually the Republic Bank Pegasus Parade Preview Party. So,
oh my
yes,
goodness.
That's a little bit of a tongue twister.
That is a mouthful.
And that's out also at the Kentucky Exposition Center, hardware to get out.
Uh-huh.
And you go and you can get up close with all the floats and inflatables that are going to be in the parade. So
I think I have heard about this.
Yeah. And if you're not going to be able to go to the parade, take the kids on Tuesday evening, make a night of it, grab some dinner, and go out to the parade preview, and you actually get to see all the inflatables and all the floats right there where you can touch them. We don't want you to touch them, but
right,
you can, you know, they're close enough to touch, and you can, we have a
question. That might be hard with little kids.
Yes.
I don't know.
We have equestrian units there, you know, and there are people there set up with all the floats that have stamps and stickers and stuff for all the
fun
kids. So it's really neat because you get to see it, and it's not so far away from you.
Right.
Like when you're sitting on the street and watching it go down the parade route, you can actually really see what they've made it of and get up close with all the floats, which is very cool. See some of the acts that are performing.
That's
so it's
cool.
A really neat, it's a whole different kind of a inside view of the parade, if you will.
That's pretty cool. So now how many golden Pegasus pins are out there? And what do you win if you get one?
Well, this year, any pin can win, actually. You can register any pin that you get. You can register online at pegasuspins.com.
Oh, that's new.
And is available for a grand prize
once
you register. And we are giving away 8 grand prizes. We started on March 14th.
Wow.
8 grand prizes through May 2nd.
Awesome.
And so once you register, you're eligible for all of those.
Wow.
So register yourself, register your kids to win win some of those grand prizes. And then if you get a gold pin, you're eligible to win our Honda CRV that we give away on May 9th. So that's cool. Like a little extra bonus, but you can win shopping sprees, gift cards, all kinds of stuff. And you're, once you get those pins, register them online at PegasusPins.com.
It sounds like I need to hit the store on the way home and get a couple of those family packs.
And you can actually use our festival app to scan the Pegasus pin. We have an
app. Everybody has an app now. That's awesome.
Yes, there's an app for the Derby Festival now, and you can use that.
There's an app for that.
You can scan that with your... Scan your Pegasus pin with that, the code on it, and it takes you right to register just from your phone.
Fantastic.
So we try to make it, you know, quick and easy.
As
we know
easy
everybody needs
possible,
that.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody needs it a little bit simpler. Good deal. Now, what's Waterfront Jam? Is there a concert series as well?
Yes. New this year, we've partnered with Laura's Lean Beef for the Waterfront Jam. We've got a couple of big acts coming down Thursday and Friday night.
Good deal.
Thursday night, The Fray's coming in. It's going to be a really good show. And then on Friday night, we have Scotty McCreery with Cassidy Pope and Steve Holy.
Awesome.
And that show, the Friday night show starts a little bit earlier than The Fray. So if you want to take the kids down there, it's Oaks Day. You know, a lot of people are out. School's out for a lot of folks. You know, Kroger's Festival will still be open. The concert starts at 6:30, so you can get some tickets and hear the show.
And there's going to be, I mean, it looks like there are just so many different events. There's a health fair. What's Derby Hole Classic? Is that like cornhole?
Derby Hole? Yes, that's a cornhole tournament that goes on down at Waterfront
awesome.
Park. Yes, so
that sounds like
we've
fun.
Got we truly have something for everyone. We have over 70
Battle
events.
Of the Bounce, yes. Beer fest.
We have a wine fest. If you get a date night out,
awesome.
You know, we have our wine fest, our beer fest that are great events. You know, mom can go to the wine fest with her girlfriends, and dad can take his guy friends to beer fest the next night because one is Tuesday and one is Wednesday.
Awesome.
Plan and get a sitter and go out.
And you know, this is one I always forget about until I hear about it, and then I kick myself for not going. The Great Bed Races.
Yes, and that
Bedlam
is a lot
in the
of fun.
Street,
it
as
is.
They used to call it.
It is, and it's at Broadbent Arena, and it's really fun. Even if you don't know somebody who's on a team, it's fun to just come out and watch, and kids get a big kick out of it because people make these beds on wheels
and they're pretty crazy.
They're crazy, and a lot of times they don't stay together all the way around the lap, so it's a lot of fun, I think, for kids to watch.
Which is why
they
usually wear helmets and protective
gear.
Yes,
that's right.
Awesome.
They do.
Awesome. And there's a spelling bee. How fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff, and we try to build something in for everyone. It's really the community's festival, so we want everybody to enjoy some part of it. If you want to enjoy all of it and try to attend all the events, you know, we'd love that too. So
is it humanly possible to attend all of these events?
You know, our CEO and our chair try, you know, pretty much do that every year, so it is humanly possible.
Heavens to
you don't
Betsy.
Get you don't get a lot of sleep, and you may not get to stay at an event for very long,
right?
But they, you know, they try to make an appearance in at all of them. Yes,
so they probably hibernate for at least a week after the
yeah
Derby.
I think we all try to. We're our staff is so close right now when it
right
after Derby Day, it's like, we'll talk to you in a week.
Yeah, exactly. I need a break.
Yes.
Okay, so are there any other events that we've not touched on? I mean, obviously there are tons of events. I mean,
if you're looking for something on spring break, which is coming up, we have our McDonald's Thunder Funder preview party.
Oh,
and that's out at Bowman Field again this year. There'll be helicopter rides, which are do cost a little bit of money to go up in a helicopter, but we'll have
our command
center. Command center is going to be set up so you can see what the command center looks like. We have planes that will be on display. There'll be face painting and crafts and stuff for kids. So, and there'll be some food vendors.
That does sound fun. If anybody's planning a staycation, definitely check that out.
Go out to Bowman Field. It's at the Central American Airways hangar.
Cool.
It's a really neat setup, and it's a chance to kind of get an inside look at Thunder over Louisville. Wayne Hettinger, the Thunder producer, will be there. A lot of pilots will be there. So we're even going to have a green screen for an interactive photo booth where you can pick the background, and it's
cool.
You know, you can get your picture taken with the fireworks in the background and different things like that. So we're real excited.
Well, that sounds like an awesome event. Well, now it is time for our Friday funnies. You have a joke to tell?
I do have a joke. I heard it actually at our spelling bee. So
okay, so this should be a good one.
Yes. So the joke is, what 10-letter word starts with gas?
What 10-letter word starts with gas? I don't know.
And it is spelled, this is at the spelling bee, A-U-T-O-M-O-B-I-L-E. Automobile. So I have to give some credit.
That is great.
I have to give some credit to a friend who actually emceed the event and told the joke. But that's where, yeah, he was.
That's
adorable. It was very clever. Yeah,
that's adorable. Well, thank you so much, Amy Boyd from the Kentucky Derby Festival, for being with us today. Really appreciate you coming out. And I just want to remind everybody that our podcast is brought to you by Learning RX. Train your brain to locations in Louisville, and you get $100 off an evaluation when you mention the code podcast. Thanks for being with us.